Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We've been taking a close look at President-elect Donald Trump's new cabinet as it takes shape and asking what impact his picks might have on Massachusetts. A little later this hour, we'll hear from former Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Richard Davey about what he makes of Trump's pick for federal transportation secretary. But first, let's take an even closer look at health. Trump has nominated Obamacare supercritic Tom Price for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Yesterday, we spoke with Stuart Altman, chair of the Mass Health Policy Commission.
That $1 trillion of new money that was spent on the Affordable Care Act went to support every hospital and doctor in this country. And if that gets pulled back or a substantial amount of it goes away, it's going to have implications not only for the people in these programs, but for everyone in America.
Well, we want to dig down to an even deeper level of detail on the relationship that Massachusetts has with the federal Department of Health and Human Services. So joining us now is Judy Ann Bigby. From 2007 to 2013, she was the Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services. She's now a senior fellow at Mathematica Policy Research, a Cambridge-based nonpartisan social policy research organization, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
So we're really taking advantage of this opportunity as the president-elect shapes his cabinet to understand at a much more detailed level what the relationship is between these federal departments and what goes on here in Massachusetts. So with that in mind, my first couple of questions are sort of context-setting questions here, right? Like, I was looking at the fiscal 17 budget for Massachusetts, $39 billion budget overall. The Department of Health and Human Services in the state, its budget is $21 billion, so 54% of what we spend in Massachusetts are on these services. So given that, I mean, how would you characterize the importance of, for the state, of who gets picked for the federal Health and Human Services Secretary?
Well, first I want to emphasize that for most of the services developed, supplied by, paid for in Health and Human Services, there's a federal contribution to the state, and the state makes its own contribution. So that budget that you just articulated for Health and Human Services, somewhere probably about half of that actually comes from federal funds. So it's a longstanding partnership, which mostly is defined by the fact that the Medicaid program is a federal-state partnership. So it's very important to Massachusetts that people recognize that and understand that department touches just about everybody's life.
I mean, so another way of putting it is a quarter of the state's budget overall is then coming from federal dollars.
Well, I you know, some estimate around
there. Around there. So a not insignificant portion.
Then. Yeah, I mean, it's not only Medicaid, it's child welfare services, it's public health. There are other things as well.
Okay, so then tell me, how would you describe what the relationship is then beyond the dollars or the importance of the relationship between the federal and the state departments of Health and Human Services?
So the state basically takes the framework that the federal government sets up to figure out how to best serve the population in Massachusetts. And within that framework, states have some flexibility about the type of services they provide, who they cover, and how they are designed.
Mm-hmm. So so one of the main examples of that then would be the Medicaid waiver that Massachusetts has?
Well, the Medicaid program in general.
In general.
And definitely specifically the Medicaid waiver is the way that Massachusetts gets to take the federal framework and say, well, this is how we're going to deliver it in Massachusetts. Mm.
And right now, they just recently received, another five-year waiver the state did, and part of that waiver includes trying to do some innovations for accountable care organizations, things like that in the state?
Correct. So the waiver which Massachusetts has had for a couple of decades, is a vehicle by which the state can say to federal HHS, we want to do some different things with our Medicaid program. Here are the things we'd like to achieve. The federal government wants to make sure that there are adequate protections for people who will be enrolled in Medicaid, and that there will be what is called budget neutrality, so that these innovations that the state tries won't cost the federal government any more than if they just did a plain vanilla Medicaid program. As the federal government,
I see. So it gives it gives states room to innovate as long as they don't spend a dollar more.
Yes, as long as there's what is called budget neutrality.
Right. Go ahead.
And the current Massachusetts waiver is a 5-year one that builds on previous waivers, but has an important innovation in the way the Medicaid delivery system is designed. So that instead of there being silos of different types of providers and payments for different types of providers, there's more integration, and you have an accountable entity who says, we will make sure that this population of Medicaid enrollees that we're going to care for gets high quality care at the most in the most efficient way, and that we can demonstrate that the outcomes are good.
So, Judy Ann Bigby, let me ask you. For 6 years, you were the Commonwealth Secretary for Health and Human Services. You oversaw MassHealth. Are you concerned that the things that Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail, his desire to repeal and possibly replace Obamacare? I mean, could that have an imperiling impact, I'm making up words here, but an impact on our state's, healthcare reform law?
Well, I think that's a very broad question and hard to speculate, but I think it's important to remember that the Massachusetts healthcare reform law passed in 2006. It also involved working with a Republican administration to make the Medicaid aspect of that part work. And it's our state law to have this reform that allowed, Massachusetts to achieve about a 2-3% uninsured rate. That law will still be in effect, and I think it remains to be seen what kind of impact it might have. Mm. But Massachusetts has its own law to keep the ship sailing.
Right. Well, I mean, we have the state law that has to be honored to the best of its ability. But if so much of that law is dependent on the rules within Medicaid, then is that an area? If you were secretary, the Commonwealth Secretary today, is that a place that you would be looking to as with potential concern?
I think with any new administration, you want to know what kind of policies will change and what impact it has on, what's already in place and what you plan for in terms of innovations and improvements. And Medicaid is an important part of that.
Well, the Department of Health and Human Services in this state covers so much. I mean, MassHealth is a major part of it, but so much more. Child welfare, disability, mental health, air quality, things like that. I mean, we have focused a lot on health insurance, but should we also be thinking about these other areas that the department serves?
Yes, I think there's been a lot of attention drawn to mental health issues in the last few years. This is something that a lot of states are focused on in terms of better treatment for people, increased access, and I'm sure that those will continue to be concerns going forward. The type of public health infrastructure and services that our Mass Department of Public Health and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention on the federal level supports, we've had the Zika virus, Ebola, other public health threats that are things that the federal government and states will continue to have to collaborate on in order to protect the public.
Mm. Now, help us understand sort of how the relationship works between someone who is in the position you once held as the Commonwealth's Secretary of Health and Human Services and the federal government. I mean, from the position of the Commonwealth Secretary, does it matter so much who the federal Secretary of Health and Human Services is, or does it matter more like what the overall take of the administration is?
Well, frankly, I think the most important thing is that we have certain things in statute that really define how various federal programs work. And Medicaid, you know, has a lot of law and regulation around it that guides states on about what they can do with Medicaid, what types of initiative they can take, what kind of innovations they can put in place. And I think, you know, most people in the position of secretary want to dig down deep and look at that and see what it shows, yeah, and then design what is going to serve their state's population and work with the federal government to achieve that. Right. And, you know, the Medicaid program is really more than 50 different demonstrations of that because of the flexibility, but with the sort of framework that's set by law, yeah, and regulation.
Well, last question then. Say you were the Commonwealth Secretary of Health and Human Services today. I mean, what would you be thinking about most? What would be worrying you the most?
Well, I think that getting the waiver implemented, demonstrating the impact of that is really important. I think a lot of people on both sides of the aisle, they say, are focused on demonstrating cost efficiency, value, and high quality, and making sure that people getting the care they need. And I think using the waiver and the new waiver as it's been designed to achieve those goals is something that should be a focus.
Well, Judy Ann Bigby is the former Secretary of Health and Human Services for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She held that post from 2007 to 2013. She's currently a senior fellow at Mathematica Policy Research in Cambridge. Judy Ann Bigby, thank you so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
A little later in the hour, we'll talk transportation, but we'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.